A new era is approaching in North Adams, Massachusetts politics. In June, Mayor Richard Olkenbright said he was not seeking a fifth term, sparking the first mayoral race without an incumbent in more than three decades in Massachusetts' smallest city. WAMC spoke with Olkenbright about his last days in office before Mayor-elect Tom Bernard is sworn in come January.
We wanted to either finish or make sure that we had kind of in a nice box with a bow on it to pass along to the next administration. There'll certainly be things that be more difficult, more complicated, but we wanted to make certain that we had as much done and that we could have to pass along. New mayor will have his own priorities, and so we wanted to make certain that ours were taken care of.
When you first came into office the first time, you had a list of goals that seemed maybe far and out of place, but you're determined to get them. What mm-hmm. were some of those highlights that you're really proud of achieving?
Well, I think one of the reasons why I'm, and a good part of why I'm leaving office and why I said I didn't want to run anymore is I felt as though we'd done a really good job over 8 years of kind of grooming and welcoming in new people into government, accepting their ideas, making them feel welcome in the process. And by doing that, we've garnered some interest in folks who now want to lead. And we have that good young leadership. I think our city council is an absolute wonderful representation of that, and certainly our new mayor-elect. So one of the things we want to do is open up government when I came into office and make it more widely available to the citizens and accepting of their ideas and more participatory. And that we did that. Did it, I think, very, very well. Can it be better? Of course it can be better. Anything can be better. But I think we've done that really well. And that was one of the things that I really wanted to change.
Being in this leadership role, it means that you have a lot of people looking up to you for ideas. Mm-hmm. And it means that you also have to, you know, appease many voices. And sometimes that doesn't happen either by means of you couldn't get the policy out or mm-hmm. a policy just went wrong. Do you feel there are any mistakes during your time?
I don't know that I would look at mistakes. I would look at some of the things that we weren't able to do that we really wanted to do, namely Mohawk Theater and probably more blight and housing in the city that we really weren't able to address. You know, the Mohawk, I had my own vision about some sort of a collaboration with MCLA. That went quite a ways in the planning process, discussion process, but it just became way too expensive for MCLA. And then on the blight side, you know, again, we're a community that was built for 22,000 people. A lot of multifamily housing built close together. Parking, you know, is an issue. But the real issue is we've got 13,000 people now. So we have this glut of housing, older stock that's starting to fall apart and needs a lot of tender, loving care. And until we get people find ways to grow our economy, bring folks in here and jobs that can support home ownership, that's going to continue to be a problem. And I don't think that I did really a good job at looking at how we really address our housing issues here.
This is a post-industrial city that is kind of quintessential of all the municipalities through Berkshire County in that it once had that one big company that had all the jobs and everybody would go out. And mm-hmm. how much do you think the city's downtown has grown or suffered during your time?
Well, so I knew it. You know, I have this wonderful, at 64 years old, I'm just old enough to vividly remember downtown as it was. I remember the mills when they were churning, when everyone worked. No one was rich, but everyone worked. If you lost your job today, you'd probably find one tomorrow. It was a much different community. And our downtown was like the mall at Christmas every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It was where you went to get anything. It was just so vibrant and so alive. But I also sat on Main Street from 1973. I saw the mills close. I mean, I saw the people leaving. I saw the downtown become more desolate than it is today. I mean, we can say desolate's probably a bad word today, but it was desolate. We're seeing some resurgence now. They kind of come and they go, but some have stayed and have been here for a long time. You know, downtown can't be what it was years ago. It's not going to be the retail mecca that we knew. It needs to be a blend of services and retail. And finding a way to stimulate and attract people to move into the downtown, I think, is again another challenge. But that kind of wraps itself back into the housing challenges here and the need for good and better jobs to support those things.
As long as we're talking about jobs, Do you think that MassMoCA and the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts act as islands within the city, or are they really an integrated piece on getting the city running?
Yeah, I think two things. Number one, I think that they've provided employment here. Particularly, let's start with MCLA. MCLA has provided employment here, and they've been as steady as anything could be here. It's good employment, strong employment, and they're certainly an anchor institution in this community, both economically, culturally, and educationally. And I do think this administration has had a wonderful connectivity back to the college and the college back to the community. Could it be stronger? Yes, it can, and we talk about that all the time. Tom Bernard, our mayor-elect, worked at MCLA for a number of years, and so he has a lot of connections, and I'm sure he'll be as welcome. MoCA had its growing pains. Let's face it. Their first 10 years, 12 years, they weren't making money. They were struggling. They were trying to find their own way and be their own thing, and it's one of those things that I think they had to, in a sense, maybe isolate a little bit to find their way. Now that they have found their way, I think they're strong, committed community partners.
You've had four terms, mm-hmm. and you've certainly had your fair share of political rivals in different elections. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've made any political enemies?
No. The question is no. If you look at the initial run against Mayor Barrett, that was very tense, and there's after something like that, the blood typically is never good, and it wasn't. I think that's gotten better over time, and certainly in his new job as state rep, we've been very amenable, spoken a lot for the good of several different things that we're working on here, and I think Tom Bernard and him will get along just fine. As far as the other two, Rob Moulton, funny, it's about, I always often said living here, one of the best things about living here is I know everybody. One of the worst things about living here and being mayor is that I know everybody. And Ron Boucher and Rob Moulton, both good friends. And so, but they had their differences. And with those differences came their ability to run for mayor. And I'm just happy that I won. And we're all still, quite honestly, we're all still friends. So, political enemies, I don't know. I think there are people here when I started who don't like me, maybe as much as they used to, but it's more of what I've had to do with the job. So people might criticize me, but God bless them all. They still all talk to me nice in the market. And that's where it all comes down to. We're a small community. So I don't think I've really lost any friends in the meantime.
What are you going to do next?
So right now I'm going to take a whole week off. And first week in January, and then I'm going back home. I'm going back to Mountain One Bank. I was offered a position there. I started in 1973 my banking career at North Adams Hoosick Savings Bank, which morphed into Hoosick Savings Bank, which then morphed into Hoosick Bank, which then morphed into the Mountain One family. I couldn't be happier. I was 36 years there. For me to go back home and have a position and be offered that, I was incredibly humbled that Mountain One would approach me. And like I said, I'm going back home. I'm going to be working with customers again.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright speaking.